Let's talk about values for a minute. This is a massive one with regard to influence in particular. If you understand what's important to a person, and you know that's what we're talking about with values, that's what a value is, then you can influence them because you can get into their map of the world. You can work in a way which is appropriate and attractive to them. I've got to tell you can go for days and days on a course to learn all about values, and you know what? You may not be any the wiser by the time you leave. Here's a couple of little things that you can think about with regard to spotting people's values. Look at their car. If it's dirty and it's got a load of crisp bags and stuff in the back, and it's got dirty wheels and it's just not looked after, and they're turning up with a pair of trainers that they bought off the market or whatever, it's going to tell you something about what's important to them and what's not important. Now, if you're working with someone who has a pristine, shiny pair of Italian shoes and a lot of jewelry and some really sharp clothes, that's going to tell you something about what's important to them. If you're working with someone who's really into gadgets and they've got all of the stuff that's going on and they read all the magazines on it, then that's going to tell you something about what's important to them. And if you can work out what that is and just spot it, and you don't need to be too sophisticated to do this, then you can work in their map of the world. And if you're able to work in their map of the world, they are going to come more towards you, they're going to find you more attractive, and you are going to be able to influence them to get what you both want. They are going to be much more receptive to what you have to say. Now, if you want a silly little way of doing this, you could try this. Don't hold me responsible, but give it a go. If you wanted to work out a person's values, or just hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, just say to them, I notice that you've got a very particular pair of jeans on today. And you know what? Have a bit of fun. You could say, I notice you're wearing a really nice Paul Smith suit. Really sharp, that. Why is it so important to you to wear a really nice Paul Smith suit? Don't be too serious about this, by the way, but listen to their answer and they're going to tell you something about them. They might say something like, I like to feel in control. I like to feel sharp. I like to feel on top of my game. Whatever the answer is, go with it. The next question is, dead simple, you just repeat it. So why is that important to you? Why is it important for you to feel sharp and in control and on top of your game? Well, because I want to be able to influence these people so that I can get what I want. And why is it important that you want to influence them and get what you want? Well, so that I can get on and I can nail my numbers. And why is it important to get on and nail your numbers? Well, so that I can get promoted, whatever it might be. The whole thing is what we call chunking up. The more times you ask that question, and don't take this too seriously, by the way, because it will drive them mad, you are going to find out something significant which is going to help you understand them better, which will enable you to get into their map of the world, which will enable you to engage with them at a much deeper and more effective level.